1850 715 815.
Hello, good afternoon, and you're very welcome to Liveline. 51551 is our text number. Gabriel, good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon, Joe. How are you?
Good, thanks. What did you see?
Well, last Friday I was driving past Baker's Corner, a pub not so far from where I live, and there I saw there was free food for children on the Sunday lunchtime. So my immediate and superficial reaction was to say, golly, imagine having children in a pub. Free food might go on all afternoon and in a drinking environment and possibly on a lovely sunny day, as was when I was passing by. That was my initial reaction. And I thought, this is something really Joe Duffy ought to know about and tease out with the population at large.
Well, Cutchill, Baker's Pub, by the way, is in Killer the Grange, near
That's
Dean's
right.
Grange in South
Back
Dublin.
Of inland okay.
Very busy, very big pub, very busy.
Yes.
Good reputation for food. Now, the sign says, you say, Sundays children eat free. Can children go in on their own?
I didn't know. So to be fair, I suddenly thought then when I rang you and after I rang you, I thought it'd be only fair to know my facts a bit better. Mm-hmm. Now, I was in a car, of course, and wasn't certain. So in the meantime, I have rung them to find out what does it mean.
Okay.
And to be fair, I have to say, my also thought was, not only would the children not be out down at the sea or up in the mountains on a lovely sunny day, and they'd be stuck in a pub with their parents, you know, but I also thought they might be eating junk food like deep fat fried nuggets, etc. But in actual fact, I'm very amazed to discover that they also are offered not only chicken nuggets and such things, which are not a great idea, but also half a calvary lunch. So I said, well, what is a child? And they said, well, a child is under 12. So that's probably reasonable enough. And they also said that each you have to have a full paying adult to have a child with you under 12, and they can have that. So I very often have a half a calvary lunch, not there particularly, but in other places. Mm-hmm. And quite honestly, it's a very satisfying meal, as you know yourself. So that was a good thing. But the main thing that kind of annoyed me when I first rang you before I checked out my facts was the idea of children being brought routinely to a pub on a Sunday and setting a habit of a pub to be in and a place to be on a Sunday.
And Gabrielle, thanks for outlining the terms and conditions of that. It's only one, when they say children eat free, it's one child per adult.
Per paying adult. Which is probably fair enough when you think
so, so Mary Poppins couldn't go in with 15 children.
Or the local football team couldn't go in either, apparently.
Okay,
yes.
So, but why are they advertising? Why do they think it's important to say children, to give out free meals to children? Why don't they give out half price meals for adults?
That's the point. I suppose you better take that up with them. I suppose my point of ringing you at all was to start a conversation, but I suppose that my main worry is the fact that in Ireland, I've lived in Italy and I do drink alcohol, not much, but I do drink it, but the whole focus on pubs, particularly for children and particularly on a Sunday, I'm a hill walker myself, I'd love to see children out in the fresh air, up in pubs, or doing anything at all other than being sitting in a pub, maybe with a long match on, where the adults are just drinking and they're in a drinking environment, probably. Now, having said that, it's not as bad as I thought, because as I said, it's not only junk like deep fat fried food, which it often is in my experience of children's menus.
Well, that's
they're
what
very
they,
often know. Only junk food.
And that's
so
what
that's
the children
good.
Look for, unfortunately.
Pardon?
That's what the children look for, don't they? They want
yes,
the
but
chicken.
Probably brought up children, ha ha ha.
No, it's in South Dublin,
so they might be encouraged to eat other things.
Gabriel, it's in South Dublin, so they probably don't do chicken nuggets. They do chicken goujons.
I think they actually said nuggets, but I didn't pay close attention. They were those things, but plus half portions or, you know, calvary portions, which actually is quite generous. To get half a portion of a properly cooked, you know, proper meal, traditional one, if you like, is quite good value, I would have thought. To get 1.5 portions for an adult is not bad.
It's not bad. And remember, chicken nuggets are... the chicken goujons are basically chicken nuggets that went to Trinity College. You know what I mean?
Oh,
they're
really?
The same, they're
I
the same
well,
thing,
actually,
really.
Well, actually, I never eat chicken unless it's free range, I have to say, because
okay,
I'm really sorry for the chickens. But that's another discussion.
Now, as a child... Gabriel, were you brought into a pub ever?
No, I must admit, my family weren't really a drinking family. Now, they did keep the occasional bottle of something or other. No, we weren't really a drinking thing, and I don't have that. I came from a sort of... My ultimate background was from England, but I came here, I was only 4, so I've lived here all my life. But I'd say, no, the pub didn't figure in my life routinely, and I lived in suburban Dublin. But having said that, I just feel on a Sunday during the daytime, because to go in and have lunch anywhere is fine, and come out and do something something else. But I suspect that in pubs there's matches on, there's a lot of drinking going on, and to have children in that drinking environment is a concern for me, because I think we're trying to cut down on the amount of alcohol and the normalization of the drinking environment for
points.
Children.
Yeah,
is that
make
reason?
Yeah.
I don't want to sound like some austere member of a religious sect or something, because I'm not.
No. 51551 Joe at RT.ie. Sean Brophy, Sean, good afternoon.
Oh, how are you?
You're good. You're listening to Gabrielle there. What do you think?
To Gabrielle, yeah. No, I in some ways I would agree with what she says, but my experience of pubs at lunchtime is a bit different to what she imagines it is. Like,
okay.
First of all, I don't think there's that much of a drinking environment, because most people drive to the pub now, so they can't be drinking in any event. I think the reason that the pub put on a promotion like that is more than likely, even though they're giving the food away free to under 12s, they're possibly selling soft drinks which have a fairly good markup. So it's good marketing from their point of view.
Okay, and I never thought of that, yeah?
Yeah, the game has changed, of course, in regard to the way pubs operate, as we all know. So food is an important dimension of it. Now, I'm familiar with some pubs that do that type of food, and they generally would have a reduced figure, which was mentioned, of it, the half portion, and the children under 12, as you pointed out, wouldn't necessarily go for that type of diet, so unfortunately it would be a lost cause in some respects. But the pubs that I go into seem to have a family sort of or an isolated area where there'd be rooms where people go in. So even if there was drinking going on the premises as a main activity, it wouldn't be going on necessarily in the direct sight of the diners. So I think, and I suspect, I'm not familiar with Baker's Pub now in regard to layout of it, although I know where it is. But so they may well have that type of an arrangement as well.
That's fair enough and okay.
Yeah.
I do myself from time to time go to Carvery's. I like Carvery's quite a lot, and I think they're fine, but during the week I never ever go on a Sunday, because hopefully with a bit of luck I'm up a mountain on a Sunday. So I just thought it was just a little bit of an enclosed environment, but particularly because of matches, I can see people spending a lot of an afternoon there. It's not that they go in to have lunch and then go off somewhere else. I think that they could be stuck there all day, and that might be incentive. But that was my thought, and it's a lot better than I thought, because when I researched what they got, I'm pleased to know they can also at least have good, sensible food if they wish, as well as what they might.
But you do say in your contact with us, I saw a board outside Baker's Corner, Sundays children eat free. Now, it's a bit more complicated than that, so maybe the sign should be expanded upon.
That's true. Well, I didn't see that. I rang them and I said, what's a child? And they said, do you not see our website? Now, in fact, to be fair to them, knowing that you said that when I rang you, you did say then I could come on, I thought it was only fair to know my facts a bit better. And I rang them. They said, well, maybe you looked at your old website. I couldn't easily see on the website I got onto by Googling Baker's Pub anything about that children's lunch. But they did say they've got two or three or different websites, more recent one, and they were just said that it should be Baker's Corner Pub, apparently. And I don't think I got onto that, and I certainly didn't notice it. Answer is to specify it more clearly, but I would say the aspect of having half a Calvary isn't bad value, I have to say.
But you say children should not be brought into a drinking environment.
Well, ideally, on a Sunday, because it could go on all day.
Particularly those from a lower socioeconomic grouping. Well, you can understand if people didn't have much money. If you saw you getting a free dinner for your child, you would go in, wouldn't you?
Well, you might do, and it might be the case that they didn't have a car or for some reason didn't have the money or whatever to go elsewhere. And I love the idea of children, families and children, if possible, doing something outside as a family or, up the mountains or whatever. Doing something better than sitting watching a match all afternoon.
I would take that point, Joe, about it's better to be outside. But I've seen, say, in the context of First Communions and Confirmations, where these sort of arrangements will be put in place in hotels as well as in pubs, and the amount of drinking that goes on is not that much. I suspect that the drinking is on those occasions is more done in the house, back in the house of the people who are celebrating, rather than anything else. So the pubs are trying to make money and not selling drink. They're not deliberately not selling drink, but it's just because of the arrangements that people have made to be there, they can't be drinking. So I think, and the other idea, I think, as well, the legislation was brought in a number of years ago prohibiting minors from being on the premises and licensed premises after 9 o'clock in the evening. I think that still applies. And that sort of acknowledges the fact that the atmosphere can change at that hour of the night, and it certainly will be inappropriate for young people to be there then. But I think generally, during the day, I think it's safe enough in pubs. And I think the environment that requiring where the regular goes in during the day, he won't go into that type of a lounge bar situation anyway. He or she, but generally he, will go into a public bar. So the children generally won't be there.
Yeah, no, I feel that it's you know, it's, I'm not extremely against it. I just, when I first saw that superficially as I drove past, I thought, oh golly, imagine, you know, children, maybe two or three kids in a family having a free lunch, and what more there being the temptation.
Gabriel, don't take away the sting of what you're saying, because there is. I'm looking at the various responses here. People saying that depends. Well, for example, pubs, drunk people, fights, creepy dudes in the bathroom. Depends really on the pub time, and if parents like to spend hours and hours getting drunk. So people are support. People are supporting you. That, like, the sign does say, children outside a pub, children eat free. It is aimed at children, isn't it?
That aspect of it is. But yes, obviously, that particular sign does,
obviously,
yeah.
It's an encouragement to adults to bring in the children.
Yes.
But that means the adults have to go in with the children.
Yes, it does. Yes.
But then again, does it go to the point now, which I think Sean is getting at as well, that Irish pubs are a lot different than they were 20 years ago?
Their offering is much wider. Well, I agree. I myself might have a carvery during the week, more so, and I think that they are a lot more pleasant and so on. But I just sort of feel it might be the case, because there'll be a lot of, I presume there are matches on. I'm not a sports watcher. I play
there
it,
are, of course there are. Next
so
weekend
I think
it's going to be incredible.
If you've
got
a long match on, for example, that's the best part of the afternoon gone, isn't it, a bit?
Okay, let me bring Teddy Reynolds in Tralee. Teddy.
Hi, Joe. Sorry, what is that? What is that lady's name? Michelle, is it?
No, Gabriel.
Oh, Gabriel. How are you, Gabriel? Listen, Joe, I cannot understand how someone would pick up a phone on a Tuesday afternoon and end up kind of criticising a pub for giving out free lunch to kids. And does that girl know that most people that go to the pub nowadays, there's no drinking when they're having their lunch? It's a nice, relaxed environment, and let them have their lunch. Let the kids be with them. What's wrong with it?
Gabriel, do you want to respond?
Well, I have no idea, but I can imagine country. But I've just come back from two visits down the far west, and I must admit, the pubs are very different, very lovely, by the way, but very different. It's a different environment. But I can well understand that gentleman, if he's coming from perhaps a rural area, pubs are really struggling, that I'm very sure of. And whereas in a city environment, it's rather different because there's a huge footfall in that area. So I'm not being overly critical of them. As I mentioned, I've researched it since I spoke. It wasn't on Tuesday, it was last Friday. I actually passed by and mentioned it. So I think that I've been very moderate in my suggestions. It's just, I suppose, a site, you know, since we're trying to get rid of people being terribly stuck on having, the only way they can celebrate anything is by alcohol, that we're trying to lessen that fixation.
Forgive me, Gabrielle, but you said you passed by it. Did you not go in?
No, because I was in my car.
But she doesn't have to go in.
How can you come on the phone? Yeah. And criticise a place that you weren't even inside.
Hang on, Teddy. 2 seconds. Right, this woman is entitled. She did her research, as she said herself. She saw a sign. She doesn't have to go into the pub. She has all the information. The sign is clearly addressed to children. Children go free. Now, as it transpired, she discovered there was a good few T's and C's, one child per adult and all that carry on. So the woman is entitled. Don't try and catch her out now because she didn't go into the pub. Now, what I want to ask you, Teddy, if you don't think I'm being too rude, like, do you run a pub?
I don't run a pub, no. I'm involved in a nightclub, all right, but we don't do any food or anything like that.
Okay, what do you observe? When you say people eat lunch in pubs nowadays without alcohol?
Yeah, I work in Tralee, and I would go to a pub 5 days a week for lunch. And the day of anyone drinking, having lunch, that day is gone years ago. Mm-hmm. And if that Michelle would or Gabrielle would only maybe visit some places, and let her see it for herself that eating in a pub is a lot quicker sometimes than going to a restaurant, maybe a bit cheaper as well. Mm-hmm. But sorry, Joe, I do take her to task for complaining about a place, and she never went inside the door.
No, she was complaining about the offer. She's no complaint about Bakers. She wasn't complaining about the food or the toilets or the layout or the wheelchair accessibility, whatever.
With all due respect, Joe, she's mentioned the pub, and all she's done is criticise.
Well, I tell you, the
I haven't actually said that to give somebody half a Calvary lunch for free with one adult is pretty generous, and it's good quality food. I was a bit worried about these goujon-y things, but the point is they also have proper food, and they give, I mean, healthier food, let's say. And I
commend them for that. Yeah, but we're not talking about the food. We're not talking about the pub. We're talking about the offer outside a pub, a sign up saying children eat free, a decent meal. David Snow is the owner of the Flame Restaurant in Navan. It's a restaurant, not a pub. Is that correct, David?
Absolutely, Joe. Thanks for taking the call. And I think the promotion is a fantastic idea to get young people into restaurants to see the food, to enjoy the experience.
But it's a pub. Baker's is a pub.
Baker's is a pub, yes. But, I mean, it's not all about the drinking. I mean, there's adults would like to have maybe a glass of wine with the food. Yeah. And pubs have changed. And they're nearly more like restaurants nowadays, so it's good for kids to come in. Yes, there's some healthy options. We run the promotion here a week before they go back to school and take kids eat free. Come in as a treat before they go back to school. And there's obviously wine and bottles of beer on site, similar to a pub. And most pubs, I feel, are actually more like restaurants nowadays.
Yeah, okay. And is there, in Navan, for example, because you'd know this from your own business, like, do many of the hostelries, either pubs or restaurants, do that type of offer, especially around this time of year?
Well, some would, absolutely, to encourage it, yeah. A lot of them would. Anything to drum up business, as the other chap mentioned. You know, you do, it's a good marketing tool to get the soft drink sale.
And where's the soft drinks, okay.
The soft drink is always, and it's the same, it's the same across the board for a lot of places. It's one adult main, and the child eats free.
And it's just, the margins on a bottle of Coke or a bottle of Club Orange would be big enough to help offset.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Absolutely.
Wow.
And also, but it's about repeat business.
I know, they keep coming back. Fergal Quinn.
Well, I mean, if they haven't got the offer again in a few months' time, but it's in someone's head to say, well, where will we go? Oh, I remember the last time we went there. Let's pop back in there. The offer mightn't be on, but it's to encourage restaurant food, wine, people acting and behaving in a correct manner, rather than people saying, oh, well, it's just a pub, you shouldn't be in there, kids shouldn't be in there. It's to encourage a better environment for generally across the board that pubs are safe and have good food and good offers and repeat business. So,
By the way, David, do people ever complain about the price of soft drinks, given that you say the margin is so handsome?
No, not at all, actually. It's a very, very good point, yeah. I know a lot of the time it's the usual my waddies and the blackcurrants and the more healthier ones that people will ask for, and a jug of my waddy, but you'd hope to be getting the Coke, the Fanta and all the rest.
Okay. We had calls last week. We didn't get to them. I was just reading through them at the end of the week. Calls, people complained about the price of this. There's new ranges of non-alcoholic beer. They're the same price as a bottle of beer. But is the excise the same on non-alcoholic as it is on alcoholic?
As far as I can gather, it is, absolutely. And, I mean, if it changed, obviously, from pubs and restaurants, of course we would reduce it straight away. But it would be the same. When you're doing your return.
And
I apologise to say I really ought to go because I have something to do here.
Gabriel, thanks. Thanks for
it's come across a reasonable point.
Yes, very reasonable.
Good discussion.
Thanks indeed, Gabriel. Thanks indeed. I was talking about non-alcoholic beer. While I have you there, David, as a restaurateur, did the jump last October from the 9 to the 13.5% VAT make a difference?
Huge.
Pascal Dunhill told us it wouldn't make any difference.
Well, I can say, and I speak on behalf of a lot of other people that I do know in this business, that it's made a huge difference. If I want to put up new wallpaper and it costs me $1,000, and I can't put it up because that's the guts of $1,000 I need to give extra now. It does make it really, really, really hits it in the pocket. You know, you're trying to keep your prices really low. Good advertising, get people in to give them fresh food, quality food. But then at the end of the month, you know, you hit the big return and it's like, it's a big sting in the pocket, you know. But we have to keep at it and keep coming up with, I suppose, promotions like this to get people in the door and pay the bills and keep the show running, you know. But it made a huge, huge difference, Joe, yeah.
But did it kill the... I suppose my point is, it was the Charlie McCreevy line, when he reduced the corporation tax, the actual revenue went up because Do you think by increasing tax, which is always the economic argument, by increasing tax, I wonder, did the volume that they got actually go down because people stopped, or you say it had an effect on the business? But anyway, we'll only know at the end of the year, I suppose.
Well, absolutely. It'll be still one holiday a year from it now on. Not two. Okay. We just keep going and going and going, you know. But it's tough, and it's tough business. But a lot of people are doing a great job out there in the restaurant trade and the hospitality trade to really, really lift Ireland and with produce and everything.
Okay. David Snow, Flame Restaurant in Navan. Thanks indeed. Teddy Reynolds in Tralee, Sean Brophy, Gabriel, and our other callers. That pub is called Baker's Corner. 51551.